Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, I'm going to give Sarah a rundown on what the HRC dinner was like. And then the whole shit show of a weekend that I've been having today. Or this week.
Oof. Okay.
This week has been rough. I've been in a very bad mood all week. And I just... It's frustrating. I don't... Like... It's just frustrating at work because no one is actually doing their job. And whenever I give people that feedback, they don't really do anything with it. And it just makes me want to not do anything.
Valid.
So it's frustrating. But the HRC dinner. So it was fun. I mean, I got there and I kind of like, it wasn't very organized at the beginning. And so for those of you that don't know, HRC means human rights or human rights campaign. And it's a like LGBTQIA plus organization that like works for human rights and files legislation. Like they have a PAC that works on like legislation that helps with LGBTQIA problems and initiatives and all that. So it's a great organization. And I've been an HRC member since 2012, I think. But anyway, I bought a ticket to go to the HRC New England dinner. A lot of people from New England bought a ticket. I think there were like maybe 200 or 300 people there. It's a big group. But they were all, you walk in and it was in Boston, and there's a place called, it used to be a power plant and they've changed it. And now it's like a place where people house, or they have events, so it's an event place. And I walked in and checked in, and they scanned the QR code on my phone, and they're like, okay, you're good to go. And I was like, okay, what do I do now? And so I was like, okay, and then I just walked away and walked over to this other little row of tables, and they were like, what's your name? And I told them my name. And they're like, oh, you're checked in already. You're good. I was like, okay. What do I do? I was like, okay, whatever. I'll just go over here. And so I went to like the dinner area. So it was set up in like two sections. There's the tables and chairs on the one side where you have the dinner. And then on the other side, it was like some of the like bar tables. They were having drinks on along the wall. And then there was like an auction that was going on too. So you could sign up or do the silent auction thing. Well, I was like, okay, I'm going to go see if I can find my seat where my chair is. So I walked over and I was like, oh, okay, table 20. I found table 20. That's where I was sitting. I was like, okay, cool. And then I just kind of walked around over there for a little bit. And the security officer was like, you don't have a lanyard. I was like, okay, I didn't know I was supposed to have a lanyard. He goes, who are you with? I was like, I'm just participant. Like, I'm here as a participant. He goes, oh, okay, then you can't be over here. I was like, cool. No one told me that. What am I supposed to be doing? So he like ushered me over to the other area. And I guess like the first 30 minutes of it is supposed to be like a mix and mingle thing where you grab a drink and then you just kind of chat with people and you can take some pictures, because they had some like selfie stations where you could take a couple pictures and stuff. And that's when I messaged you and Sam, and I was like, why did I go here? Why did I decide to go to something that I didn't know anyone? Because right. I'm very like, I'm not a big social person. So like having a conversation with someone that I don't know, not super like easy for me to do, just walk up and do. And most people it's not. But I was like standing there and I walked over to the bartender and I was like, can I get a water? And she looked around and then looked at me like I had a second head and was like, I don't have water. I have sparkling water. I was like, cool, that's fine, whatever. I didn't want to drink because I knew I had to drive back to Rhode Island. I was like, I don't want to drink. I have to drive about 45 minutes back to Rhode Island. So I was like, okay, that's fine, whatever. So she gave me that and I was like standing around nursing it for a little bit, waiting for them to open up the like dinner area. And then I was like looking around and trying to see if I knew anyone. Shocker, I didn't. But I was we were supposed to. So before the event happened, and I think I talked about this last time, I got an email from one of the people that works at Boston Scientific. And they were like, we have two tickets if you guys would like to go, one for each of our Massachusetts employee resource group heads or leads. So if anybody wants to go, or you can ask someone in your ERG if they want to go. And I was like, okay, cool. I asked and nobody responded. So I assumed no one wanted to go. So I said, it seems like we might not, no one here is either available or they didn't let me know. So you can, someone from the Marlboro facility can take the other ticket. And I didn't hear anything. So she didn't respond and let anybody know who was going or when, like, who actually picked up the tickets. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Maybe they just didn't go. Or maybe they'll come and I'll see them. So I was watching for them, looking, and I didn't see anybody. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then this one girl was just standing by herself. So I walked over and I introduced myself and we were talking, and she worked for Dell. So we talked a little bit about the area and, like, she grew up in the area. Her parents live in Rhode Island. Her family lives in Rhode Island, but she lives in Boston now. And she's like, I can't remember what she said she did at Dell, but she was like, basically she leads a team that does, like, the training for the customer facing side. It's like, hey, cool, that's fine. And then we talked a little bit about Wicked. And I was like, have you seen Wicked yet? She, like, freaked out and she was like, yes. And we talked about that. And we talked a little bit about school, and we were both in choir when we were in school. She went to a all girls Catholic school. I was like, that must have been weird. She was like, yeah, especially for a lesbian. I was like, well, then it might not have been weird as it would be if you weren't a lesbian. But hey. But we talked for a little bit, and then it was like they opened up the dinner area. So I was like, okay, well, her table was table 8, which was further away from my table. And my table was table 20. And I went to my table, and, like, all the people, there were 6 or 7 people already there, and they all said, oh, hi. And, like, we introduced ourselves. They were all working for a company called Takeda, which is I think they're originally Japanese, but it's a pharmaceutical company. And I was like, oh, cool, I work for Boston Scientific. And they're like, oh, we do a lot of work with Boston Scientific. I was like, cool, I have no idea what Takeda is. So that's, I mean, cool, fine, whatever. And they were like, oh, did anybody else from Boston Scientific come? I was like, I don't know if they did. They're not here. I bought my own ticket. So I don't know if they're like at another table or anything. And then the event started. We had a salad at our table. And then it was very much like fundraisery. I didn't realize that was what it was. I should have assumed. So I went, or I kind of just kind of sat around and listened. They had, two drag queens come on and, like, introduce the event, and they talked first, and then they had a couple people that were, like, the masters of the event or the host of the night. And then they had another person come up and talk a little bit, and then they served dinner. And then they served dinner, and we ate for a little bit. And then they had a couple more people come up and talk. One of them was a nurse from Ohio who was talking about transgender rights because her daughter is a transgender female. And I was like, well, this is really nice and touching. And then they started asking for people to donate. And I was like, okay, that's going to happen. Sure, whatever. But one of the donation things was to become a federal, what is it called? It's like a federal member.
Okay. Does that, like, how much money does that require?
So the smallest donation was $100 a month. Holy to be a federal club council member or federal club. So it was $100 a month, and they're like, you can scan this QR code or sign up. And it's like, okay, that's not going to happen, but sure, whatever. And everybody at the table kind of looked around because they were kind of in the same boat as me. They all were, well, not in the same boat as me because I bought my own ticket, but they were all there from their company. And their company bought them a ticket to the dinner. I was like, okay, cool, 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 whatever. And then we finished eating our dinner. They walked around and gave us water and let us enjoy our dinner. And then I can't remember who came up first. There were a couple of like state representatives. The whip in the House of Representatives for the Democrats was there. I don't remember her name. I can't remember if it was the mayor or the governor for, I think it was the governor of Massachusetts was there. Okay. And she talked for a little bit, and she's like the first lesbian governor, of a, like this first state governor that's a lesbian. She's really nice. She had a, like, she was really very, very passionate and very excited. And then we went to, after dinner, they brought up a comedian, I think was first. I can't remember if it was the comedian that was first or if it was the president of HRC. But one of them went first, and they were like, they were asking for donations, and they had the thing where if you take, as you take donations, it's like the thermometer. The more donations you get, the higher the thermometer goes.
Right.
And they raised like, they raised, I think it was over $30,000 that night. So it was, people were donating. But your name, they would call out your name, and if you donated over $1,000, you or $1,000 or more, you would go on the right-hand side, and if you donated any money, you would go on the left-hand side. And it was like, you saw all these names keep popping up. I donated a little bit, but nothing crazy. My name popped up, and she called my name, and she was like, okay, are we still going? And she was like, she just kept going, and it was like, they started at $15,000. They were like, we really want to get up to 25,000. So then they changed it to 25,000. And that was all before, like, they put in however much they made from the silent auction and stuff. And then the HRC, the president of the HRC came up and she started talking, and she like thanked Boston Scientific for being part of the like sponsoring companies. And everybody looked over and I was like, okay, hi. I was like, okay, whatever. And then like she finished, and then she like got escorted off and walked around, and she was taking pictures with the people that like did the, that sponsored the benefit. And she was like, oh, here's Takeda. The person introduced, and they were like, this is Takeda. And she got a big picture with the group, and then they go, and this is Boston Scientific. And I was like, oh, I bought my own ticket, but I work for Boston Scientific. And I was like, I don't know. There's potentially two other people here, but I don't know where they are. And she goes, oh, okay, well, thank you. We do a lot with you. And we had a short conversation because she had to go and she was pregnant. She needed to leave anyway.
Right.
She's walking around 8 months pregnant. And it's like, Jesus, she's about to pop any minute. And then like, I sit down.
Go home.
Yeah. And then I sit down and I was like, that was weird. Because she asked if anybody else was with Boston Scientific. And I was like, that was weird. And then I looked around and I noticed the I had two seats beside me that were empty, and on the table was a little lamp that had like a thing around it, and it said Boston Scientific on it. I was the only person from Boston Scientific there.
Damn.
So my face was the face of Boston Scientific for the HRC New England dinner. I was like, well, that's kind of awkward and a little weird, because like even the corporate sponsor only had one person. That's crazy. And it was me.
And it was you. Good for you.
So it was fun. I had a good night. Talked to a couple people. Talked to some people at my at the table that I was sitting at. And they were really nice. They were really chatty. And they kind of talked amongst themselves. And I kind of listened. They were all very, like, involved in nonprofits. And I was like, I feel worthless. Because I'm like, I don't do anything with nonprofits. And it's like, what do I need? I was like, what do I even need to do? Because I don't know what to do for a nonprofit. But it was fun overall. It was kind of, I was like, this is kind of crazy that I'm the only person from Boston Scientific that's here, especially since our headquarters is literally like a 30-minute drive away.
Right.
And most of the people that work at our headquarters live very close. So it was very awkward when I found that out. And I was like, this is very strange. But other than that, it's been just work. And I had to go back to work on Monday and do some stuff for work. And my classes started up last week, so I had to do I don't know if we talked about it, but I found out we did talk about it a little bit because I found out that my graduation date now isn't until March of next year, basically.
Right.
Like it ends at the end, like the middle to end of February next year, which is fine. It's annoying, but it's fine. And I started my class, and when I was talking to my student advisor, she goes, well, they usually don't let you take both of these classes, like for the dissertation prep and your last class at the same time, because your last class is a lot of work. It's like, okay, cool. And like, I got access to it last Sunday, and I looked and I was like, the first 3 weeks are just discussion boards. And then week four is an assignment. And then there's like week five and six are discussion boards. Week seven, we have an assignment. And then there's another one on week nine. I'm like, this isn't that much work.
Hmm.
And all of the assignments are like 160 points.
Jesus.
So I'm like, this isn't that much work. Because that's like, that's 10% of the grade. Well, 16% technically, because it's 1,000 points total.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't understand why they're saying this is a lot of work when all the other classes have been like five or six assignments. And it's like every other week is an assignment.
Maybe it's just a lot of the actual prep.
Yeah. I don't know. But we'll see.
I don't know. I don't have a I'm not working towards a master's degree at the moment.
I'm not either. I'm working towards a doctorate.
That's right. It is a doctorate now.
I have a master's already.
You have a master's. You're going to be a doctor. That's right.
No. So how's
doctor,
Sarah
not
doing?
Not a medical doctor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you ask how I was doing?
Yes.
Were you finished? Or I thought you were going to tell me about your weekend so far.
Oh, my week has been crazy. I've just been in a really bad mood. And if looks could kill, there would be several dead people at my work this week.
Valid.
As people just kept getting on my nerves. And I didn't want to deal with it. I actually took today off because I was in such a terrible mood after last week. Because last week it was like, we scheduled things. And they have been on the schedule for a month. And like they kept asking us to move from our location that we had originally scheduled. And then when we had it, we were like, well, we can't move it out of this room because there's supposed to be like 18 to 22 people. And this is the only room that can actually house 18 to 22 people. And then we sat in the room and only 7 people showed up to our meeting.
Jesus.
And I was frustrated and I was like, well, this meeting is useless. And then the next meeting that we had right after that was the bosses of the people that we were supposed to have the meeting with at like the prior meeting. And we sat down and started, or we were waiting for people to show up. And it was just myself and Karen in the room. And there were supposed to be 5 or 6 other people there. And someone joined the call, and I was like, okay, well, we can join the call, but this room isn't really set up for a phone call. So we can join the call, but it's not going to be very good. So we joined the call, and I was like, just so you guys know, if there's anyone that's here, we're down in the training room. And we sat there, and it was me, Karen, and one other person. I was like, this isn't everybody. So we ended up canceling that meeting, too, because it was like no one showed up. I'm like, this is the issue that we keep running into. We are trying to do things that our director is asking us to do, and then no one shows up to them. And then they wonder why we don't want to do them anymore.
Right.
And I was like, I wasn't super happy anyway, because I talked about it already. I got a raise, but it wasn't what I wanted it to be. And it's because I'm at where I am at my like pay range. They can't give me too much because then I'm kind of the ratio. The pay, there's something about the pay ratio. They don't want you to be at a certain ratio. But it's like, well, I can't get a promotion because there is no other position above mine other than what my manager is. So there's right. There's nowhere for me to move. And I didn't talk about this yet with you because I just found out. I didn't get that other job. which is incredibly frustrating to me because I'm like, I have all of my experience has been with operations and production and like that specific. So I don't have any like clinical knowledge or clinical experience or any experience working with like sales. And I was, and that's, they were like, that's the main reason that you didn't get this job. And I was like, cool. How am I supposed to get that experience if you don't hire me for this position? I don't understand. So I'm like, I'm frustrated with that because I'm just over where I'm working now and the people aren't making it any better because no one seems to care. And it's just very disrespectful towards the entire training team that they keep asking us to do things and we do them and then no one shows up for them. And I'm like, I'm just over it. I'm just going to continue doing the bare. I'm going to not continue. I'm going to just start doing the bare minimum of what I have to do my job and not exceed what my job title is supposed to do, because I'm not getting a promotion and no one is actually being respectful of it. So it's like, I'm kind of over it. I'm not getting anything from the company where I am now. And there's really nowhere for me to go because there aren't any jobs open right now that would align with like my experience, that you don't have to have other experience in other areas. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. So I'm just frustrated and kind of annoyed. I just got my bonus and
woo, bonus.
like $6,000 of it got taken out for taxes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that was fun, which I mean, it was a nice bonus and I'm going to. So I don't know if I told you what I'm going to do with it.
You did not.
I have a 401k loan. So I'm going to pay that off with the bonus and then take out another loan. So yeah, I have to wait like a month after to take out another loan and then pay off my car. That way I have my, I own my car outright. And then next year, whenever, if I want to trade it in, I can sell it for whatever it needs, like whatever, and then use that towards the payment of a new car. If I want to get a new car.
There you go. That sounds like a good plan.
So that's my thought process with that. So I have to do that sometime. What kind of sucks is it's now less than what I need to pay my loan off. That's why I was kind of salty about the fact that they took out so many taxes, because it's like I had plenty to have paid off my loan, but after taxes it's like it's just under $1,000 too little.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's a little frustrating. But it is what it is. I can take it out of my paycheck and do something with it after that way. Sucky. But other than that, it's kind of just been work and school. I did my school stuff and I'm just ready to have it done and over with. Be working on the dissertation portion of it.
Valid. I don't know. I've been a little under the weather this week. Not sure what's going on. Feeling mostly just fatigued.
Maybe have the flu.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I feel fine other than the fatigue, really. Like, the first couple of days, I felt like a little...
Yeah.
But now it's mostly just, I'm just so tired. So that's been taking up the majority of my time. It's just resting and taking in as much vitamin C as possible. And but yeah, nothing really interesting going on with work. I had so much that I wanted to get done this weekend. And then I started not feeling well. So now I'm like, man, what do you?
Yeah, well, that sucks. I'm sorry you don't feel well. I just sent you a link to a this or that thing that we can play if you want to do that.
Oh, okay. Oh, real quick, today, because we're recording on Friday, today is Hannah's 29th birthday.
You're old.
Ouch, we're the same age. Anyway, Hannah is my sister, my younger sister, and she's officially in her last year of her 20s, which is somewhat mortifying to me, but you know, it's fine. It's a little weird, but it's fine.
Oh, that's funny. Well, happy birthday, Hannah. I'm sure you don't listen to this, but happy birthday, Hannah.
Happy birthday, Hannah. All right.
Well, this will also come out after her birthday. So happy belated birthday, Hannah.
True. Okay, so I've got this pulled up. I think I'm at the first question.
So it says 200. We don't have to go through all of them, obviously. Is the first question you see cats or dogs?
Yes.
Okay. The rest of them are just words, or at least all of them that I can see are just words.
Okay.
But cats or dogs? I think I know your answer is cats.
Yes.
My answer is dogs. And we both know that. Everybody knows that. If you've listened to our podcast, you know that Kara is a cat person. whoever Kara is, she probably whoever is too.
Kara is.
But Sarah is a cat person.
Steal my job.
And I am a dog person.
It is true. I do prefer cats. That is not to say that I don't like dogs, but I do have a preference for cats.
And I don't like cats. I just, they're just not. I want a dog. I need a dog. I don't need a dog. Valid. I want a dog. I've never wanted a cat.
And that's super valid. That's not true. I was going to say I've never wanted a dog, but that's not true. When I was younger, I wanted, I had access to a whole encyclopedia set. So I remember reading about like all these different breeds of dogs. And I used to have like a dream list of types of dogs that I wanted. And near the top of that list was Dalmatians, until I found out that Dalmatians are assholes in real life.
They're very aggressive dogs, yeah.
They're very aggressive dogs in real life.
But that does bring up a funny... Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. No, I'm done. Go.
Okay, well, it brings up a video that I watched recently, and it was this guy who brings a dog along to, like, do his ride, like, work, like, while he's doing his rideshare job. And it was showing how different people reacted. And like, there was this first person reacted and he was like, oh, there's a dog here. And he was like, kind of okay. He was like apathetic towards the fact that there was a dog there. Didn't really care. Wasn't really excited. The second person gets in and she goes, there's a dog here. And she's on the phone. So she's like busy. And he goes, yeah, there is. And she goes, I'm allergic. You can go now. And she got out and like he left. And like people in the comments were all like berating her about how she was being rude and like how like, if she had an allergy, she could take a Claritin or if
That's
she
not it was how that bad. Everybody's allergies work.
Yeah, if it was that bad, then there's EpiPens. And I was like, first of all, I love dogs. I would be very excited if I got into a car and saw a dog there. And I would try to steal it because I love dogs. But second of all, her reaction's valid because you don't know how bad her reaction is to her allergy. And now she has to wait for another car to come and pick her up because you wasted her time and she can't be in a car with a dog. I was like, my whole thing is, I love this idea. It's great. But you need to let the person that you're picking up know that you have a dog in advance. Because you don't know what that person, like what, you're providing them a service. You have to let them know what's going on. If there's something that isn't ordinarily going to happen with that service, and having a dog in the car is something that wouldn't ordinarily happen.
Right.
And all these people are like, oh, it's the world can't binge to you. And I'm like, I'm not saying the world has to binge to you. I'm saying you're providing a service. Someone's paying you for that service. You have to let them know if it's out of the ordinary. So like all these people were like berating me and saying, she's the asshole. And I was like, she's not really.
She's not.
And he's not really an asshole, but she's very inconvenienced and her reaction was completely justified.
Her reaction was completely justified. No, I agree. I also have allergies to pets. I'm allergic to anything with fur. Now, granted, mine are not as severe now as an adult as they were when I was a kid. But the thing that people don't seem to realize is that, like, an EpiPen, if you use your EpiPen, you still have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a fix all. That is a temporary, this will keep you alive until you get to the hospital.
And she's still in the car with the dog.
And she's still in the car with the dog. But like, the other thing too is that, and not to be that person, but unless your dog is a service animal, they're not allowed to be with you.
Yeah.
While you're doing ride share.
Yeah. And I think like his thing was he's doing it to like bring happiness to people. And I was like, can totally get behind that. That's fine. But again, you have to let people know that you have a dog in your car. You can't just assume they're going to be okay with it.
It's a health risk.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it was like, I think he's doing a great thing. I think it's an amazing thing. This one person got in the car and she has been going for like a really bad day. Something happened with her boyfriend and she got in the car and she was very excited and the dog was very happy and made her happier. So that is a good reaction. But again, that's not, it's out of the norm for what you would typically see getting into a car. So you have to let someone know if they're paying for your service.
Yeah.
So that was just my thing. Rant over.
Okay. So now on to the actual like questions. Number one is playlists or podcasts.
I think it depends.
I would agree that it depends.
On the day, the mood that I'm in, and what I'm doing. Because, like, if I'm in a good mood, I'll listen to a podcast, whatever. If I'm in a bad mood, I want to listen to music and just kind of, like, sing and do my thing to music. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I'm driving to work and I'm in a good mood, I'll listen to a podcast. Or if there's a podcast that come out, a new episode for some of the podcasts that I regularly listen to that come out, I'll listen to it. But if I'm in a bad mood, I'll put on some music and sing along to music because it makes me feel better. What about you?
I think I tend to lean more towards playlists. I don't really listen to podcasts per se. Like, I mean,
she doesn't even listen to this one.
That's not true. I occasionally listen to ours. If I want to see how our particular episode turned out,
Newsflash, I don't really edit them all that much except for to like cut out the dead air space.
Yeah, right. But yeah, no, I think generally I'm more of a playlist person. I have to be in a very specific mood to really be listening to a podcast, but I'm always in the mood to listen to music.
Yeah. Well, the next one is shoes or slippers.
Can I go with neither?
I mean, if you had to choose.
If I had to choose, slippers.
Yeah, you're a ballet slipper person.
I am. I just really don't like shoes. Like, I like the concept of shoes. I think they're interesting and cool to look at. But I fucking hate wearing them.
I love shoes.
I know you do.
I could, if I had smaller feet, I would own a lot more shoes.
If he had smaller feet, he would have a bigger shoe problem than he does.
I would.
pork or beef?
I prefer beef. I actually don't prefer either. I prefer chicken. But if I'm choosing from like, here's a pork thing, here's a beef thing, I would do beef.
Yeah, I...
I'm you don't eat pork.
Person. I don't really eat pork, no. Every now and then I'll eat it. But it's super rare. It is not something that I go to.
Yeah, the other day I got, on my way to work, I stopped at Dunkin' and got a cold brew. And I always order a turkey sausage, egg and cheese on a croissant. And they apparently didn't hear the turkey part. And I got it and I tasted it and I was like, this is not turkey sausage. So I don't like sausage.
Valid. That's valid.
Except for every now and then.
It's a once in a blue moon kind of thing. Like, I've definitely... when I think about eating pork, I always think about my Aunt Peggy's ham salad, which I'm never going to get to taste again because she's been gone since 2013. But like hers was the only like pork thing that I genuinely looked forward to.
Yeah.
Because the woman went all out. She like hand ground her ham. Like she had a hand grinder that she would use to like make ham salad from scratch. And it just, whew. Anyway, but I am a beef person.
Yeah. Swimming pool or beach?
Beach.
If I'm going to go swimming, I want to swim in a swimming pool. If I'm going to just like lounge around and walk, then I want the beach. I don't like to swim in the ocean. I like to put my feet in the ocean. I don't like to swim in the ocean.
Okay.
Like, if I'm just going to be, like, walking around and I'm not, like, wearing a bathing suit or anything like that, and I don't want to get into the water other than, like, maybe my feet, beach. But if I'm actually wanting to swim and enjoy the water, swimming pool.
Okay.
But like a private swimming pool, not a public, because that's just a urine bath. Urine and other bodily excrements bath. I don't want all that. I don't want a soup. I don't want to sit in a soup.
Valid. Valid. Gross.
Right? That's what it is. It's just soup. Human soup.
I'm good. We're moving on from that. I don't want to talk about human soup. I'm gonna skip down a little bit. Just to like liven things up a little bit. So I think I know the answer to this for you. But driver or passenger?
Driver. Definitely driver.
I'd rather be the passenger.
And that's why we're such good friends. One of the many reasons, but
right, like I want to be able to sit. I want to be a passenger princess. Okay, like don't get me wrong. I love a good road trip and I love driving. But you know, there are times I just want to chill in the passenger seat and you know actually get to enjoy the scenery.
I think I've said it on here before. If I could fly myself, I would be like, instead of going on a plane, I would fly.
Valid.
Like I have control issues that are that crazy, which is probably part of the reason I had such a terrible week this week, because I felt like I couldn't control anything and everybody was just doing whatever they wanted to do without listening to me. And it makes me want to shake people.
Oh, yeah.
We just can't shake people.
You cannot just shake people. No, that's true.
Especially not if we want to function in society.
Yeah, it's considered assault.
I mean, yeah. So I'll go down to that one. Cash or cards?
I mean, in general, I prefer cash, but it's so difficult to carry cash around.
Yeah, so I'm a cards person, and I say that because I feel like if I'm giving you cash, it's inconvenient. Because you then, if I don't give you the exact amount, then you have to count out change, and then the people behind me are waiting while you're counting out the change that you need to give me. And it's just, I don't like to be an inconvenience. So I prefer just using a card, swiping my card and moving on. Or tapping now, because it's just a tap.
Yeah. Valid. Waffles or pancakes?
I actually just had a waffle today for breakfast, for lunch. Technically, it was lunch.
Brunch.
I prefer waffles, actually.
I also prefer waffles. But one of the reasons that I prefer waffles is because they have like built-in butter pockets, essentially. They're literally designed to hold flavor.
I say that, and I usually get it without butter.
Fair. I say that and usually end up eating peanut butter with it instead. Yeah.
I get mine with, like, it usually has whipped cream and strawberries on top.
I love that.
Delicious.
That makes me miss those Nutella crepes from that one place that we used to go to in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
It's been ages.
Mm-hmm. This one's kind of, you can take it however you want it. Soft or hard?
Okay, if we're talking about candy.
I didn't even go to candy. My brain went to tacos.
I love that.
I mean, that's obviously not where my brain went first.
Well, I mean, obviously not. But
after that, my brain went to... Well, actually, after that, my brain went to massage. And then my brain went to tacos.
Oh, see, my brain after what you think it went to, after that, it went to candy. So, like, if we're talking soft or hard candy, I generally prefer soft candy.
Yeah, I do too. But what about tacos?
Tacos, I prefer hard tacos.
I don't. I prefer soft shell tacos.
No, I like soft shells, but there's something about the taste of soft tortillas that I don't like.
See, I love this taste. I could just eat a soft tortilla by itself.
No. Now, hard tortillas, like crunchy tortillas, I'm totally down.
My thing with that is, it's like, at that point, I just want nachos.
That's valid.
I think it's the mess that I don't like with eating crunchy tacos, because it's always, like, it always, they shatter, and then it just kind of makes a mess, whereas a soft shell taco, it's in a nice little package.
Yeah. I can see that.
And I'm like, if I just want to eat something crunchy with my taco meat and toppings, I'll just have nachos.
Right. That's valid too.
Because that's essentially what it is. Nachos, just in a pouch form.
But like, my all-time favorite, I'm not going to lie though, ever since it became a thing, the crunchy gordita, the cheesy gordita crunch, yeah. Taco Bell. That has been my jam. Like the crunch and the soft. Oh my God.
I don't know when the last time I went to Taco Bell was.
I unfortunately know the last time I went to Taco Bell.
I want to say it was in my like 20s. Like it's probably been about 10 years.
Bruh, I had Taco Bell like a couple months ago.
It's probably been about 10 years, and I think it was, like, I went there with my dad while I was still living at my dad's.
Okay, you know, I'm poor and I don't eat well. Leave me alone.
But that does kind of come up with the other thing that I said, massage, hard or soft.
Now, see, if I'm getting massage, I want more of a firm massage, because I'm there to get stuff worked out.
Yeah. Myself, don't touch me. I don't want a massage at all.
Valid.
because I have that. Well, I don't know what it is, but I have the thing where if you apply pressure in any capacity to like parts of my body, it doesn't feel good. It just hurts.
Mm.
And like it will never feel good because it just feels like it just hurts. Like okay. It's just painful.
I can understand that.
And it makes me more tense than anything. So I don't like a massage. If it was like a just sit some hot stones on me and let them do their thing, like maybe move them around a little bit with your hands touching the hot stones, but not me, maybe. And that's usually kind of more like soft, gentle massage.
Yeah, that's more of a Swedish massage type.
Otherwise, don't touch me.
Valid. Coke or Pepsi?
Honestly, I don't really care either way. I mean, right now they're both kind of in hot water because their DEI cuts programs and all that jazz and political funding campaigns.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I don't like Pepsi. I've never been a big fan of Pepsi unless it's cherry Pepsi. Like cherry Pepsi is the shit.
It's one of my favorite sodas, wild cherry Pepsi.
Like, I don't know why, but it is far superior to cherry Coke.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
Maybe because it's wild.
Maybe it's because it's wild. But other than that, generally I'm a Coke person. But also I've quit drinking the majority of Coke products.
Yeah.
If I drink soda, it's usually Dr. Pepper now. Not that Dr. Pepper is much better because they're a Texas company, but anyway.
Regular potato or sweet potato?
Regular potato.
I think both have their uses. I want sweet potato fries if they're crunchy, like not crunchy, but like crispy. If they're soft, then I don't want them. I don't want fries when they're soft anyway. But potato, like a regular potato, has so many other uses. Because you can do so much with just a regular potato. There's only so much you can do with a sweet potato.
It's true. Do unicorn or dragon?
Well, neither are real. Neither are real.
Okay, Mr. Capricorn.
But I prefer a unicorn. Unless we're talking about the dragon from Shrek.
Valid.
Because she's amazing. And those eyelashes. Come on now.
It's true. I would also have to go unicorn. I remember when I was a kid, my mom was very artsy when she was younger. And she used to have like her art portfolio from when she was in high school and college. And she had a drawing that she did of a unicorn. And it was my favorite drawing of all time. My mom was a really talented artist. I wish she would do more with her art.
Yeah. Safari or Chrome, which I think for you, it would probably be like Microsoft Edge or Chrome. Because you know, Safari is the web browser for Apple.
Yeah. It would be Microsoft Edge or Chrome, and it's Chrome for me.
I've never actually used Chrome except for like when I'm working with a system that like it only works on Chrome, or it only quotation mark works on Chrome.
Right. I used to be a Firefox person. But as I've gotten older, I've started just using Chrome more often than I used. I found that Chrome ran better than Firefox for me.
Yeah. Well, Internet Explorer is no longer a thing. Work, I have to use Microsoft Edge for most things, so that's just what I typically use. But on like my personal computer, it's a Mac, so I just use Safari. It just works perfectly fine. I don't know very much. I haven't noticed a big difference between Chrome, but I hardly ever use it.
Valid.
Because it's not on my computer. Like it is, but it's not like in my little dock at the bottom. So I don't ever gravitate towards using it. And I had to install it for something. So I didn't have it anyway.
Right.
So I'm just whatever is native to the computer I'm using. If I have to download something extra, unless it's like dramatically different for it, then I don't see the reason.
There you go. throwing it kind of back in my head for this one. Altoids or Tic Tacs?
If I want fresh breath, Altoids. If I want something sweet and fun that's a mint as well, Tic Tacs.
I don't think I ever liked the actual like mint flavors for the Altoids.
Cinnamon is usually what I get.
I wasn't Altoid Sours.
Oh yeah.
I was obsessed with those. So like I'm not a good person for either of these because to me it's all candy, so I eat it.
Just give me something sweet in my mouth. That's all I care about.
You know. I would say I would probably go with Altoids just because I feel like I'm getting more out of it than Tic Tacs. But
yeah.
As a kid, I thought Tic Tacs were the best goddamn thing ever.
To me, Tic Tacs are just too sugary to actually do what the intent of a mint is.
Right.
And sweeten your, or like freshen your breath.
Valid. Like,
it's too sweet. So like after a while, it just kind of, it doesn't feel like the mint is gone. And now it's just, I have that like sweet mouth taste. Mm. Red wine or white wine?
I think I tend to lean towards red wines more than white wines.
Yeah, I've only found a couple of like white wines that I really enjoy. Like there was a Cab Franc from the company that Ryan worked for, Imagery Winery, that was really good. There's a couple of Pinot Grigios that are like on a nice hot day, if it's like right out of the refrigerator and cold, would be really good. And then a few Chardonnays that it has to be like a very oaky, buttery Chardonnay for me to enjoy it. And most of the time, it's sometimes metallic because a lot of companies, it's cheaper to finish in stainless steel. So it gives it a metallic flavor instead of an oaky, buttery flavor.
Mm.
So that's my preference, red wine. Because like there's just so many diverse red wines out there. And like mixing a red wine produces a much better flavor to me. These are all subjective, obviously, but to me, it's a red wine.
All I hear in my head right now is Red Wine Supernova by Chapel.
Great song. Great song. Great song.
I don't drink that often anymore. But I would say that when I do drink wine, I definitely lean more towards red wines. Angels or vampires?
I don't know that those are the same thing. Like, I wouldn't classify them in the same.
I know, but I think it's. I think they did that because you can. I guess, technically have a morally gray vampire, but most people don't think that you could have morally gray demons.
I'll just say this. I'm watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, I just restarted it. And I told Ryan, I was like, this weekend, gonna be me binging Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Because we own the, like, box set of DVDs. I mean, in this answer, I would say vampires, because I think they're more interesting. They make more, because I don't think either one are real. They think they make a more interesting movie than angels. Because the only angel movie that I can think of that's, like, there's Michael with John Travolta.
Okay.
It's a pretty okay movie. There's, what's that one with, oh gosh, what is that movie? The one with Meg Ryan. Where he's an angel and he like falls from heaven for her and then she gets hit by a truck.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
What's that movie?
I don't know. I'm over here and I'm going like Constantine is what I think about when I think about angels in movies.
So like, well, I mean, Legion, that's not the one I'm thinking of, but Legion is a good movie.
I think that angels would be a lot more interesting.
City of Angels.
I've never heard of that.
It has, what's his name? Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan in it.
Okay.
This is the story of Seth, Nicolas Cage, an angel who wanders the Los Angeles area, invisible to humans. As the demise of an individual approaches, he spends time near them and becomes visible while acting as their traveling companion during their trip to the great hereafter. His discovery is distraught. His discovery of a distraught heart surgeon, Maggie, Meg Ryan, inspires him to forego his own immortality and exist on Earth with her as a feeling and mortal entity. 1998.
Dang. I think that if we did like, that there are grittier things that we could do, because biblically accurate angels,
scary.
Like, I would not mind seeing some biblically accurate angels coming through and destroying people. Like, yeah. I'd be down for that.
Yeah. I mean, the movie, so Legion, have you ever seen Legion?
That has Paul Bettany in it, doesn't it?
I don't know his name.
They played Chaucer in A Knight's Tale.
No. Oh, I think so, yes.
Okay, so I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
It's a good movie, because they're like, so they're trapped in a diner, and like, they keep getting attacked by these like demonic, like demons, or they think they're demons, and then it turns out that they're actually angels. Like, they're angel, it's an angel possessing people and making them like attack them. It's a pretty good movie. You should watch it if you get a chance. It's on a lot of streaming platforms, so you probably have access to a streaming platform that has it. Alone time or social time? We'll just do a couple more and then we'll wrap it up. I think I answered this at the beginning of the podcast in discussing the HRC dinner.
I think
I'm an alone time person.
I am. I used to be more of a social time person, but not anymore. I'm tired now.
Yeah. I'm going to do one more each.
Sure. Let me, hold on. I had
Mine stopped
Truth
loading.
Or dare?
Dare.
Is that the one that you would usually pick?
Yeah.
Love that. I always picked truth because I was a scaredy cat and I didn't want to do dares.
I was scared. Oh, I wouldn't typically pick truth, mainly just because you don't need to know my business.
I mean, that's...
So I wonder what they were referring to up top, because they have 150 as softer heart tacos. So what were they talking about up at the top?
I don't know.
So this will be my last one. Friends or Seinfeld?
Friends.
Definitely Friends. I like Seinfeld for what it was, but I preferred Friends because there was more variety and it was more interesting.
I'm sorry, my brain just quit. I literally just completely blanked. I'm so sorry. What did you just say?
I said Seinfeld had a place, but I feel like I prefer Friends because there was more of a variety.
Valid. I prefer Friends, but I never really got into Seinfeld.
And I'm not a huge fan of Jerry Seinfeld. He was kind of a dick.
He is kind of a dick. He's also kind of a creep.
Yeah.
So.
You ready to do one more for you and then we'll wrap it up?
Yeah. Let's see. My last one is... Zoo or aquarium?
If it's a petting zoo. Because I want to experience the animals. I honestly don't like either one because I don't like the idea of trapping animals and keeping them in a location caged where they can't roam free. Especially now that we have so many technological advances that we can use, like... VR and other things to kind of like see things in their actual habitat. But mm-hmm. if it's to like help and save the animal, that makes sense to like save them to where they can like live. But obviously if they aren't able to like go back into the wild, then you can house them like that. Mm-hmm. I just think of like the, I mean, it's a wildlife reserve, so that cat's place. And it was like Terre Haute.
Oh, in Center Point, the big cat animal rescue.
Yeah, I like that idea. But like if we're talking kind of more like the regular zoo, I'm not a big zoo person.
Valid.
Partially because there's usually children. And we all know my thoughts on children. Get them away from me. I will throw them in there with lions and tigers.
I go, yeah.
I will yeet that child over the fence. You all wondered why. What was his name? What was his name? The ape.
Really? Really? Harambe?
Yeah. You guys wondered how that little kid got in there? Yeet. I threw it like a baseball. A basketball. That wasn't true. I wasn't anywhere near that. Poor Harambe. Justice for Harambe.
Justice for Harambe.
What about you? Did you answer? Zoos or aquariums?
I think that aquariums are probably less disruptive as far as like conservation wise. I feel like zoos are not as ideal conservation wise.
Yeah. I think that makes sense because like you can adjust the aquarium to kind of be more aligned with like the atmosphere and the climate that that animal would typically live in. Whereas mm-hmm. if you are a zoo, they're out in the open. So they're exposed to whatever climate that is in the area.
Yeah.
And if they're typically like used to a desert and you have them in somewhere where it gets to like 5 degrees, then it's like that's dangerous for that animal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I think, yeah, that would make more sense. But if it's like a petting zoo where you can go and pet like a sheep or a goat or something, a pig. Mm-hmm. If I can pick up a little baby pig. Oh.
Oh my God.
Give me a baby pig. I want to pick up a baby pig.
Oh my God, I love pigs. Ah! Oh my God, I have to send you my newest, it's not my newest obsession, but it is an obsession of mine that has been growing for this YouTube channel called League of Pigs. And it's like it's a pig racing channel, but like, it's just these little pigs with the best names ever, like racing each other for extra treats. Like, it's just, it's,
I don't know how I feel about that, but hey,
it's
pop off sis.
It's really cute. And like, I don't know. It warms my heart. And they have these, the greatest like pig names ever. So they have like Ginger Hamilton. They have Piggy Smalls, Pepper Sanchez, Bear Trotsky, Hoshi Oinku. It's true. They're so cute. And like, they're the kind of pigs that I want to own eventually. They're called Cooney pigs. And they're just adorable. They're one of the smallest breeds of pig, and they're also the only breed of pig that is entirely vegetarian. Like they're vegetarian pigos, and I love that. They're so cute. I'm sending you a video right now, and you can include it in our links so that people can see the cute little piggies. The little piggies. He's not even looking at me right now. He's like, I've just let them go off on their ramble on pigs.
You were still talking?
Yeah. Anyway, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I already talked about it. I'm going to watch Buffy.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's probably pretty much all I'm going to do this weekend. And then I have some school stuff that I have to do. So I have a discussion board post that I have to do and then respond to a couple people. What about you?
I need to actually buckle down and do my taxes this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
So, I mean, you have another month. It's not until, what, April 15th?
I know, but if I don't do it now, I'm not going to get it done. And I know that about myself. This is the latest I've ever done my taxes, actually. Because normally, as soon as I have my W-2s, I am, boom, taxes done.
You know what's super frustrating? I usually wait until later to do mine because inevitably there's something that comes. And I was like, well, it's fine. I'll just go ahead and do them. And then I just got something in the mail last week.
Dang.
And it wouldn't have had any, like, it wouldn't have made any difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But no, that's the only, that and resting.
Taxes? You're going to do taxes? That sounds like an exhilarating weekend.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm such an adult.
We'll get plenty of fluids. I don't like that word. Get plenty of water.
Yes.
We'll say water. Liquid.
Water and electrolytes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some rest, Sarah. Enjoy your weekend and take some time off. That's what I'm doing this weekend. I took today off because today's Friday for my mental health day.
There you go.
And I still looked at my emails, which infuriated me a couple times because somebody sent an email and I was like, don't be a fucking idiot.
don't look at your emails when you're taking a mental health day.
It's hard because it's on my phone.
I know. You need to disconnect from work.
I can't. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Yes, well, we're aware.
Would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think it qualifies as a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like and comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if you don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. And if there's something specific you would like us to discuss, you can email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. Since this will be coming out on Monday, Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.